From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Both Ford and GM have recently announced plans to restructure, cutting jobs and closing plants. And electric car maker Tesla announced thousands of job layoffs last week to cut costs. But there are places where the U.S. automotive industry is doing pretty well. One of those places is the Kansas City region, which has two thriving plants. Marketplace Hub reporter KCUR's Peggy Lowe explains.
On the production line at Knapheide, four brand new Transit cargo vans line up for some finishing touches. They were delivered from the Ford plant a few miles away.
And the assembly line starts at this back door and runs all the way down.
Mike Muller is Knapheide's general manager. Workers are doing what's called upfitting, which means they're outfitting new vans and pickup trucks with shelving, reflective decals, anything the consumer wants. Muller says their specialty is a work-ready mobile office.
So this truck right here would act as a supervisor's truck for a job site. He's got his essentials, GPS, strobe lights, toolbox, ladder rack, and accessories.
Two plants here, one Ford, the other GM, have attracted other companies and jobs. The economic impact is about $12 billion, according to the Kansas City Area Economic Development Council. And that's just another reason cities want auto plants. Mark Wakefield, a Detroit analyst with Alex Partners, a global consulting company, says plants create an instant ecosystem of businesses.
If you can get that big car plant to go in, and actually hopefully a pickup truck plant or SUV plant, that's a one-time shot, and then you get all of this surrounding multiplier effects.
But notice that Wakefield says it all depends on what kind of vehicle is being made. Ford makes the F-150 here, the best-selling pickup in the U.S. It also makes the Transit in Kansas City. That's a cargo van introduced in the U.S. in 2013. Sales grew last year more than 8%. 17 of the companies connected to the plants, key drivers of Kansas City's automotive industry, are located underground, literally.
This is Subtropolis.
Michael Bell is a VP with Hunt Midwest, the company that owns Subtropolis. It's a huge industrial park carved into the bluffs along the Missouri River, filling up space left over from limestone mining. Bell says of the 55 companies operating underground,
one of our fastest growing industries over the past 5 years has been automotive.
But it's not all good news here. Sales of sedans are on the skids. GM makes Chevy Malibus in Kansas City, and those sales are down. Now GM is looking to the Cadillac XT4, which it began building here last year. In Kansas City, I'm Peggy Lowe for Marketplace.